Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Our lives and that what the things that you can do
and that you are able to save, you're able to heal, and you're able to deliver. Have mercy tonight, O Lord. Look on your people, O Lord, those who are going through tests and trials, afflictions, burdens. We know thou art a burden bearer. You told us we could cast our burden upon you, and you would sustain us. We are trusting in your word. We are looking to you tonight. We believe you, and we pray that you look on your people, those who are going through strenuous afflictions in their bodies. We know thou art a healer, and we know you can work it out in their lives.
Yes, Lord.
Look on those who are listed on the prayer list. Pray that you look on Darnell, that you will touch his body, heal him, oh Lord. Raise him up, oh Lord. Give him back the activity of his limbs.
Amen.
Help him to speak your faith. Help him to call on the name of Jesus.
Yes,
have mercy on him, oh Lord. Surround him and protect him from all harm and danger. Keep him, oh Lord. Look on his mother. I pray that you will save her. Change her mind, oh Lord. Help her, oh Lord, to give her life to you. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you look on Pastor Jackson's brother. Touch him, oh Lord. We know you can heal cancer. We know there's nothing too hard for you. We ask that you do it for us, that thy name may be glorified, that someone will believe on you and give their life to you. In the name of Jesus, pray that you look on the Freeman family. Have mercy on them tonight, oh Lord. Make ways for them and open up doors, oh Lord. Fix the situation. Work everything out for them. I know you're able, and I'm on that soul that heard the word of God. I pray that you touch them tonight. Help them to give their life to you. Help them to turn from their way and seek your face. Keep them, oh Lord, encouraged to seek your face and call upon your name. Heavenly Father, we pray that you are blessed tonight, that you will send your word, oh Lord. We pray that you move in a mighty way. Send thine anointed, oh Lord. Take full control, oh Lord. Meet us here tonight, oh Lord. Let us feel thy presence, oh Lord. Quicken us, oh Lord. Help us today, oh Lord. We're looking to you, and we know that you are for us. We're depending on you, and we're waiting to hear from you. We pray that you continue to go with us, that you will stand by us, ever lead us on to victory, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We welcome you to Prayer Works Ministry with your host, Evangelist Sheila Hameen, and Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, and also Evangelist Khadija Hameen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that prayer coming through Evangelist May. And
yes,
we just want to take this time to welcome you once again and let you know that Prayer Works Ministry is a God-inspired ministry dedicated to prayer and promulgation of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. And now at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture taken from the book of Psalms. That'll be Psalm 1, beginning with verse 1. That's the first number of Psalm, verse 1. And it reads, I'm reading from the King James Version. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff, which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Thank God for the reading of the first number of Psalms, verses 1 through 6, in its entirety.
And may the Lord bless us through the hearing of the word. And once again, we do thank you for taking the time to tune in with us on this evening. And just wanted to let you know that Prayer Works Ministry airs every Friday at 7 p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. And we invite you to tune in to our broadcast, and also want to invite you to call in for prayer requests if you so desire. And you can do that by calling in to our guest call-in number. And that number is, let me pull it up for you. Thought I had it there, and I must have changed from that page. But I do have that number, and at some time, maybe you feel like you want to give your testimony, or you may feel like you want to share some words of encouragement. If you're clergy, you may desire to have remarks after the word of God. And so we invite you to not be ashamed, don't draw back, and call in and just let God use you, because mm-hmm. we all need encouragement. And so that yes. number for our guest call-in line is 551-241-6677. And you can be live on the broadcast with us. And I know there are times when people are listening and God is laying something on your heart, but you draw back. And God is not pleased with that drawback spirit. So the Lord, he wants you to do what he has laid on your heart to do. So we are so thankful. And we also ask that you will please continue to pray for all of those who are on our prayer list, and let us pray one for another. And before we move on, we're going to ask Evangelist May if she will come back and have some words of encouragement. And then we're going to go to the scriptures. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. You know, the word of God is telling us the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So I want to encourage you, try as much as you possibly can to do that which is right, and you will receive a blessing of the Lord. I was thinking on how that sometimes the devil, he wants you to do something wrong or go the wrong way, but we want to be right, because the Lord, he knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly is going to perish. It's going to vanish. It's going to die. So we got to try to do what is right and make sure that we are in the word of God. The Bible said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You have some people who are walking and taking counsel of the ungodly.
That's
the
right.
Bible says, not so. Glory to God. We can't take counsel of an ungodly person. We have to take counsel from the Lord. And if you do these things, God will bless you. Praise God. And we have to learn to keep our minds stayed on the Lord, because the devil is working and trying to destroy the people of God. Anybody that has a mind to want to do what's right and serve the Lord, you are the ones that Satan is after. But I encourage you today to continue standing on the word of God and doing what is right and trying to please the Lord, because that's the only way that we're going to be able to make it in to the kingdom of God. So I thank God for the word of God, the scripture that was read. I thank God for this broadcast. I hope that you are encouraged to continue to tune in to this broadcast of Prayer Works Ministry. It's a beautiful ministry, beautiful pastor and evangelist. And I tell you, the word of God goes out. So I encourage you,
amen,
that stays locked to hear what thus saith the Lord. God bless you. Be encouraged.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those beautiful, encouraging words coming through Evangelist Meg. Very uplifting. And I just thank the Lord for how he ministers to us, even through this broadcast. And we thank the Lord for all of you. And at this time, we're going to get ready to go to the Word of God. But before we get into the Scriptures, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you and we call upon your holy name. Lord, we ask that you will speak to us through your word, that you will minister to every hearer, Lord. You know the need, O God, and we ask that you will bless us according to the need. In the name of Jesus, we believe it right now, O Lord, and we count it as done, and we thank you. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. At this time, let's turn our attention to the Word of God, going to first the book of James, the fourth chapter, verses 7 through 10, and then over to 2 Timothy, the second chapter, verses 11 through 21, if it be the Lord's will. So let us start in the book of James, fourth chapter, verse 7 reads, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Praise the Lord. Going over to 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter, beginning with verse 11, faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to shew thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as does a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And on tonight, the thought I'd like to leave with you is, let us get closer to God. And this is something that we should all strive for, getting closer to God. A lot of people want to name the name of Christ, but refuse to depart from iniquity. It's time for a change. It's time to make that change and get closer to God. And when we draw closer to God, when we draw nigh to him, he also will draw nigh to us, and he will make himself known to us in ways that we could never have imagined. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I believe Brother James began to encourage every believer, every born-again believer, to submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We have to resist the devil. because he will come after us. He will come with temptation. He'll come with all kinds of things like he did with Jesus. He came and he tempted Jesus. He wanted Jesus to turn the stones into bread. He wanted Jesus to throw himself off the pinnacle. And he was offering Jesus all kinds of things. Hallelujah. But Jesus refused to bow down and worship Satan. He refused to obey Satan, and he resisted him, and he had to flee from him. He put Satan in his place. And we have to also resist the devil, because his tactic is to pull us away from God when we should be getting closer to God, when we should be going after God and crying out to God. And as the message came on last night, God will deliver us if we cry unto him. So we need to call out to the Lord and ask the Lord for help in the time of need. And even if we are not going through anything severe, that's not a time to be laxed in the spirit. But we should always be on guard, because that's when Satan will come with his attacks. Praise the Lord. So let us be watchful and let us be vigilant and resist the devil, and he'll flee from us. And as we resist Satan, we can draw nigh unto the Lord, and he will draw nigh to us. And also, Brother James began to say, cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. So we have some work to do on ourselves. We have to make a change. We have to make up our mind that we want to be a follower of Jesus Christ. And in order to be his disciple, we have to deny ourselves. We have to take up our cross daily and follow after him. Praise the Lord. And also, we cannot deny him. And if we do, he also will deny us. And we ought not to think that when we see him, that he's going to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. But he's going to turn us away. Oh, my Lord, if we deny him. But let us be faithful to the Lord, and let us not be ashamed of him, but get closer to him. And Jesus invited us to come unto him and to learn of him. So it's a time where we need to study the Lord, study to know his commandments, to know what's pleasing to him and what's not pleasing to him. Praise God. And as we get closer to the Lord, as we draw nigh to him, he will reveal to us what his will is. He'll reveal to us the things that we may be doing that are not right or pleasing in his sight. And therefore, we can cleanse ourselves from these things. We can purify our hearts from being double-minded. Hallelujah. Yes. By being afflicted and mourning, weeping, crying, letting our laughter be turned to mourning and our joy to heaviness. And we humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift us up. The Lord will elevate us. He will put us up higher, amen, where nobody can bring us down. So let us draw nigh to the Lord. Let us get closer to him. Praise the Lord. And I believe that Apostle Paul began to write to his young son in the gospel, Timothy, and began to impart these words to him, saying, it is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. He's talking about Jesus. And I had mentioned this before, that our lives is hid with Christ in God. Amen. And how that Jesus, he is the light, but at the same time we are hidden in the light. Glory to God. And it is a mystery indeed. So if we be dead with him, if we be buried with Christ, amen, we shall also live with him. And if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, it's not going to stop him from being who he is. Just because somebody doesn't believe God exists doesn't mean God doesn't exist. Amen. Praise the Lord. But God is faithful. He abideth faithful, and he cannot deny himself. Amen. Unbelief is not going to change anything about God. Hallelujah. Also, in the 14th verse of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit. Some people, they're going back and forth with words and say, well, no, I think this is the right interpretation, and I believe this, I believe that. Just forget about all these words. Amen. It's not profitable at all, but the main focus should be to witness to the hearer, to tell somebody the good news of Jesus Christ, to tell somebody that there is hope in Jesus. Amen. And if they are living in sin, if their situation is such that they can't get out of it, give them words of encouragement. Bring them words of life. Tell them what Jesus can do for them. Hallelujah. If they don't know the Lord, minister to them and show them Jesus Christ. Preach Jesus to them. Amen. And stop striving about words. That is unprofitable. It has nothing to do with the saving of souls. We are interested in subverting the hearer. Amen. Praise God. And when I looked up that word subvert, that's a strong word. It's to undermine, overturn, or render ineffective. And so the belief that people have, all this negativity, we want to undermine that. We want to get rid of the negativity, get rid of the doubt, praise the Lord, and persuade them concerning Christ. That's what we should be focusing on. Amen. Also, he began to say, study to shew thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. People are always trying to quote the scriptures, always trying to talk about the Bible, and they be saying things wrong all the time. But it's important that we study the word of God. And this is a way of us getting closer to God. The more we study God's word, the more we learn about him, and the closer we get to him. And when we draw nigh to him, we'll draw nigh to us. Hallelujah. Praise God, and we'll begin to experience things with God that we never knew were possible. God will begin to deal with us in a way that we could never have imagined. Oh, glory be to God. But we need to have a close relationship with the Lord. We ought to work on our relationship every day. Oh, we ought to communicate with God on a daily basis. Every day and every night, we ought to have some kind of communication with the Lord. And this will help us to stay close with God. This will teach us what God wants us to know. And if we study as we should, then we can rightly divide the word of truth. Praise God, and we can subvert the hearer through those words. Because when we open our mouth, God himself will speak. He will use us as vessels, as was brought out in the latter portion
of these scriptures here in 2 Timothy, going down to the 20th verse, says, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified. That means to be cleaned up and meet for the master's use. In other words, you are worthy to be used by God. You are ready to be used by God, cleaned up and ready for God's use, also prepared unto every good work. This is why we ought to get closer to God, especially now, because of the days that we are living in, the time that we are living in. We need to draw nigh to God. We need that closer walk with him. Praise the Lord, so that we can be presented before him as vessels unto honor, sanctified, meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good work, ready to do whatever it is God wants us to do. And when the Lord speaks, that's when we ought to move. Don't put it off. Don't wait around. Don't procrastinate. Don't try to put it on somebody else. Don't try to point to them and tell them, well, you go do this and you go do that. If God has given it to you, you do it. Praise the Lord. He'll give you somebody to help you at times. And then there are those times when he wants nobody but you. And he wants to prove himself to you. He wants to manifest his power. And I know sometimes we look to others and we try to summon others to help us out and to go with us if the Lord is laying something on our heart or sending us somewhere. Sometimes it's for us to have somebody else there to, you know, to be with us in that ministry, but not always. Praise God. And God, he will prove himself. He will manifest his power if we just trust in him. Praise God. So the closer we get to the Lord, the more we get to know God, the more we get to know whether he's pleased with our ways and our words or even our thoughts. If he's not pleased with, we will know because of the closeness that we have with him. But if you don't have that closeness with the Lord, you could be doing things and saying things that God is not pleased with, and you're not even aware of it. Glory to God. And if somebody brings it to your attention, you might take offense to it. You might become offended because you don't have that closeness with the Lord, and you don't know that God is trying to get your attention. God is trying to get your attention to help you to change from the error of your ways. And there were those who had already erred, and then they were trying to convince others concerning the resurrection of the Lord, and they did overthrow the faith of some, not all, but some of them. And so we need to be more vigilant and resist the devil. He comes talking any other doctrine or any gospel other than the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Shun it. Don't pay it no mind. Resist it. Don't entertain it. Don't accept it. Praise the Lord. Because otherwise, if you allow this and you continue to be with these who are talking all this talk and negativity and things that are not right, things that are contrary to the word of God, evil communication corrupts good manner. No matter how strong you think you are, if you sit around it long enough, it can get to you. And that is the truth. You may not even have intentions of being swayed or even leaning that way. But if you sit under it long enough, I'm a witness, you can start to have a change of mind. Oh, glory be to God. I shared this experience, how that
I was going to the masjid, and I was sitting under that teaching. And this was after I had been in the Holiness Church, and I was a backslider. So I was going to the masjid and sitting under that. I never thought that I could believe what they were talking about. And after a while, I kept going and listening to them. And the thought came into my mind, said, well, maybe this is the right way. I started to become swayed to believe in that particular religion. And one Sunday, I had decided, well, I might as well go ahead and join the Muslim religion. And I tried to get up off that floor, because in the back, they have the women sitting in the back and the men sitting up front. And I was sitting down there on that floor, and I was, when they called for anybody who wanted to join, I was trying to get up off the floor to go up there and join in. But I couldn't get up. It was as if somebody was holding me down, and I couldn't get up off the floor. And then,
all right,
I tell you, we don't be knowing what's going on at the time, but looking back, we can see what was going on. And so yeah. I couldn't get up and go up there that day. And afterwards, I never went back to the masjid again. And next thing you know, I was ending up going into Christian temple. And God reclaimed my soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Lighter. I found my way back home. I found my way back to the Lord, and God had mercy on me. And so the enemy tried to get me entangled. So I'm telling you, if you sit under anything, if you listen to it long enough, it's a possibility that you will be convinced. You will be swayed
yeah.
to believe what the individuals are saying. It can happen. Because it surely happened to me. And I thank God for pulling me out just in time. And I'm glad
yes.
that I did not go that way. Because that's not the way God wanted me to go. God had this work for me to do, and Satan didn't want me to do it. So I'm encouraging
Amen.
You today to get closer to the Lord. You know, build that relationship with the Lord, thing that you know God is not pleased with. Shun it. Get rid of it. Turn away from it and draw nigh to the Lord, and he will draw nigh to you. And I can say of a truth that the Lord began to manifest himself. He started answering my prayers that I had been praying. And I thank him for blessing me and having mercy on my soul. Praise God. At this time, we're going to go to God in prayer. We're going to believe God together. If you have any prayer requests, you can ask the Lord right now in prayer. And I believe God that he will do it for you. Praise the Lord. All you need is a little bit of faith. If anyone who doesn't know the Lord desire to be saved, God is waiting and ready to save your soul. Let us put our minds on the Lord and believe God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you and we humble ourselves, Lord. We ask for mercy and for forgiveness. Oh, my Lord, while we're praying this prayer, we ask, God, that you would give us a closer walk with you, that you will help us, Lord, to do your will, my God. We pray right now, Lord, that you'll forgive sins, oh, Lord Jesus, and blot out transgressions. Look on those who are repentant in their heart, Lord God, and desiring to be saved. Take away their sins right now and save their souls, Lord. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Use them for your service. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will look on us with compassion, that you will work on us, oh my God, and strengthen us where we're weak, Lord. Build us up where we're torn down. Lord, work a wonder in our lives. Work miracles right now, oh my God. We pray, Lord, that you'll look on everyone who's on the prayer list, Lord. Those who are sick in their body, carrying an affliction, Lord. Touch, Lord, heal and make whole right now. Restore their health, oh God. Give them back the use and activities of their limbs. Oh my God, restore their mental state in the name of Jesus. Lord God, work it out, my Lord. Fix it, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We know you have the power. You can do everything. Oh, my Lord, go to the hospital and go up and down every corridor. Oh, Lord, on every floor, from room to room, make your holy visitation. Oh, Lord, go into the room where Darnell is, oh, God, and lay your hand upon him, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
work
Lord.
A miracle in the young man's life. Oh, Lord, and save his soul, God. Save his family, Lord Jesus. We know you are able to do everything in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Heavenly Father, look on Pastor Jackson's brother, Lord God. Lay your hand on him right now. Touch, Lord, heal, and work a wonder in his life, my God. We know you're able to do everything. There's nothing impossible for you, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you, oh God. For you are our God, and you are our healer, Lord. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. We believe you tonight, and we're taking you at your word. But those who are feeling discouraged, are feeling despondent, are feeling oppressed, are depressed, my God, lift those heavy burdens, Lord. Lift depression, my God. Rebuke the depression, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, strengthen them and encourage their hearts. Help them, my God, to do your will in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, move in miraculous ways, Lord. Work wonders, oh, Lord, while we're praying this prayer. The one that desire, Lord God, to have faith, Lord Jesus, as the scripture says, restore it unto them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. For we know you are able, my Lord. Help your people everywhere. Look on everyone that's on the prayer list, Lord, with any prayer request all around the world, Lord. Whatever prayer list there is, Lord God, you can see them all, Lord Jesus. We ask that you will bless in abundance, Lord. Do wonders and look on everyone in the prisons, oh God. Those who are in any detention center, Lord God, have mercy, Lord Jesus, and save, Lord. Send deliverance, my God. Send your power. Do wonders, Lord Jesus. Even those who are on death row, you're able to save their souls, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, help them to repent of their sins and turn from the error of their ways. Save them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. Oh, Lord God, the souls that are crying out, the souls that are just waiting, oh, Lord, for the breakthrough, waiting, oh, God, to be delivered. Lord God, send deliverance right now. Send the breakthrough, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Give them an answer, Lord. Be merciful, oh, God, and look on all of those who are dealing with bereavement tonight. Oh, my God, be merciful and compassionate. Give them comfort and consolation in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you bless this ministry even the more. And all those who are listening, oh, God, let a special blessing come upon them. Lord God, move in their homes, Lord, in their lives, oh, God. Whatever they are in need of, we pray, God, that you will bless them this night. Oh, God, we believe that we have the petitions we've asked in this prayer. And, my Lord, we give you thanks. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Jesus.
You.
Thank you for your touch, Lord. Thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you for moving in our behalf, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your touch. We thank you for blessing us, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for everything you've done, for what you're doing right now. We thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord, for all that you've done, Lord. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now for this prayer. We ask, God, that you'll accept our prayer. All these blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word of God. We just thank God for just blessing us and how he has moved in such a mighty way. We thank God for miracles. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank the Lord for his touch. And I thank God for this broadcast. And at this time, we're going to give way for remarks. Anyone desiring to have remarks, you are welcome to use our guest call-in line if you so desire and give remarks. And so, that number, once again, is 551-241-6677. And we're going to give way to Vantage Mater to go ahead and have remarks. And anyone after that can have remarks. God bless.
Praise God. Thank the Lord for that precious word of God and for that anointed prayer coming through Vantage on the East. I tell you, it's praying time. And I thank God for the word, let us get closer to God. I tell you, this is the time now that we need a closer walk with the Lord. And that's what I'm desiring, to get closer to the Lord and to be renewed, veered of my mind. I want to be ready when it's my time to go home. I want to be ready. I don't want to be fooling around. And we have time. The Lord give us time to get things in order. He give us time to pray and fast and get closer to him. So we have to take advantage of the opportunity. We need a closer walk with God. And I thank the Lord for this message. And I was listening to some of the things that she was saying, how that evil communication corrupt good manners. And that is so true. Because I remember when I first got saved, I used to didn't eat too much, but I got around certain people. And I saw how they were proving their plate. And then I kept being around them, so I started doing it too. And I found myself eating and eating and gaining weight. And I tell you the truth, all of us had a problem. All the ones that was eating and the ones that was following behind them, we all began to gain weight and began, I tell you, to go into a situation where we had diabetes. But I didn't realize what I was doing then. But when my eyes came open, I realized what happened. And I tell you, I had to make a change. But I thank God now. I thank my God now that I'm not concerned about the diabetes.
Thank you.
Because
Jesus.
The Lord healed me of it.
Thank you.
That's just a witness. That's just an example. And there's other things. If you be around a person and they like, hey, you got to get away from them sometimes, because all that thing battling, it adds more thing battling. And then you'll find yourself saying things that is not even true.
All right.
So we have to watch and pray and watch what we're doing. And you know you've been praying all along, and then you get around somebody that don't want to pray and not praying, then you take on that spirit and you don't want to pray either. I don't want to be around that because I want to pray. So I thank God for that word of God. I tell you, we need to, this is, if ever a time we need to get closer to the Lord is now. We can see the things that's going on in the world. Wars, wars and wars, rumors of wars. Oh, I tell you, famines, pestilence, all kinds of things going on. This is the time we surely need to get closer to the Lord. So I thank the Lord for that beautiful message coming through Dennis Amin. And I want to encourage her to continue to preach the word of God and say and do what God gives you to do. So I thank God I'm encouraged today through the word of God, and I'm asking you to continue to pray for me. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, amen. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, telling us, let us get closer to God. And that was a very powerful message. And she preached under the anointing, and I enjoyed the prayer as well, and also the remarks coming through Evangelist Neville. And this is how we get closer to God, by resisting the devil and departing from iniquity. And she said, we have work to do, the cleansing of our hands and the purifying of our hearts and drawing nigh unto God. Because if we do that, he'll draw nigh unto us. And this is what we want. Yeah. We don't want to go away from God. We want to go towards him, especially now in a time like this. And we can't be ashamed of who he is. And expect, like she said, expect me to get up there and, you know, him to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. No, we deny him. He's going to deny us. And I don't want to be denied. But I tell you, I enjoy the word of God. Tonight it comes to them coming. And I want to say to her, keep on preaching the word of God.
Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Well, we thank God for those beautiful, encouraging remarks coming to both Evangelist May and Evangelist Khadija. We just thank the Lord for the broadcast on this evening. We look forward to you tuning in with us for our next broadcast, and we ask that you will please continue to keep us in your prayers, and want you to know that we appreciate your prayers and your support, and we ask you to please keep those who are on the prayer list in your prayers, those names that were called. Not all of them were called out that are on the list, but the list is continual. Whatever names are on there are still on our prayer list. So let us keep each other in our prayers. And we do thank the Lord once again for the word of God. Thank God for prayer. I want to encourage you to get closer to the Lord. Amen. Put that effort forth, because it's going to take effort. It doesn't just happen easily. That's something you have to work at. It's like you're trying to get close to the Lord, just like the woman with the issue of blood. She was trying to get close enough to touch Jesus, but she had to work. She had to really press her way. She had to put some effort behind getting to where she wanted to go. So when we draw nigh to God, it's going to take some pressing our way. It's going to take perseverance. You know, we have to do this, trying to think of a word, without, somebody can help me out. What, in other words, we have to do this faithfully. It's not something you just do a little bit and get discouraged and you don't do anything. No, you got to do it when you don't feel like it. So you continue to draw nigh to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we just thank God. Yeah, another word is just wholeheartedly. When you put your whole heart into it, that's right, and just drive and just go forward. No matter what, you're going to keep getting closer to the Lord. So we thank God. And if there's nothing else, this does conclude the broadcast for this evening. May the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.
Amen.